There are a bazillion excuses why people don't exercise, and they will come disguised as reasons. It's too hot, it's too cold, I'm tired, I'm too busy, I've got an injury, I can't exercise because, and out comes the excuses. And my question is always this, regardless of what the excuse is, I always ask, but would you still brush your teeth? Because regardless of whether it's hot or cold, whether it's rainy or windy, whether you're busy, whether you've got a sore foot or a headache, you would still brush your teeth, because we know if you don't brush your teeth, it's not just that your teeth would rot away as your body does if it doesn't move, but you don't feel good when you don't brush your teeth. You feel a bit fluffy and furry and dirty and bad breath, and it's not very nice. And one of the great things about a day is if you're feeling a little bit grotty and you brush your teeth, you always feel better. Well, exercise is exactly the same. You never feel worse after you exercise. You always feel better. One of the big reasons slash excuses, however, that people will use for not exercising, or the quickest reason why they will stop exercising, is because they have an injury. I've got a sore foot, I've got a sore shoulder, I've got a sore knee, I've got a sore back. And often when we have that going on, we'll go to the doctor or the physio or the chiropractor, etc., and they will say, yes, you should have a rest. But did they actually say have a rest altogether, don't do anything? Or was it just rest the shoulder, rest the knee, rest the back? And do we still need to live our lives even though we've got a sore foot, a sore knee, a sore arm, a sore shoulder? And I'm going to ask you a very serious question. If you stop moving, so let's just say you, for God forbid, you end up lying in a hospital bed for a week and you can't move, what happens to your body? We waste away. It only takes a very short period of time of doing nothing for your body to waste away. And yet, when we're told you've got a sore shoulder or you've got an injured knee, we then say, okay, my whole body has to stop moving. Well, is that true? Could you find a way to keep your body from deteriorating, from wasting away, because you're doing nothing? And be aware that when you do nothing, your body very quickly wastes away. So if you've got a sore knee, have you got another leg, two other arms and a whole body? If you've got a sore shoulder, have you got another arm and a whole body and two legs? If you've got a broken foot, have you got another leg and two arms and a whole body? And of course the answer is yes. Now you have to decide what you want to do with your body, of course. However, could you find a way to keep your body moving even if you had no legs, for instance? And obviously the answer is yes, because there's plenty of people, Paralympians, who compete in downhill skiing and play basketball and run, and they haven't got any legs. They just have to use their arms. So of course we can't use it as an excuse not to move, because your body can still move even if it's got broken parts. You just have to decide if you can accept the consequences of not moving because one part of your body needs to have a rest because it's injured or because it needs to recover. What I'm asking you to think very carefully about is, instead of coming up with an excuse, reason for not exercising, come up with how can I. Instead of I can't, how can I? So I can't use this leg. What could I do with my other leg? Could I still swim? Could I still ride a bike with one leg? Could I still punch or box with my upper body? And as a woman who's now 50 plus and been exercising all of my life every single day, and people say, Rowie, how come you exercise every day? And my answer is always the same. Do you brush your teeth every day? Regardless of what's going on in my life, I'm sure you're the same. I will still brush my teeth every day. I still shower every day. They're the things that keep our body in great condition, and obviously exercise is one of those things. So for instance, there was a time when I had a sore knee and a sore elbow, so I couldn't use one arm and couldn't use one leg. So I exercised on the cross trainer, where I pushed with one leg and pushed with the other arm. If I've got sore lower body, I'll often do boxing as an exercise because I can still punch with my upper body. One of the great things about when I've got, and I have an interesting back, because after many years of doing very silly exercises because I didn't ask the right questions and didn't know my anatomy and physiology and didn't ask the people who were telling me how to exercise, why am I doing this silly exercise? So consequently, I have what I call disciplinitis. Some people would call it arthritis or sore joints, and every single one of the joints in my body has disciplinitis. And I'm laughing because The challenge of I could use every single one of those injuries and every single sore joint as an excuse not to move. But I always say to myself, okay, what can I do? And I will always find a way. Now, you don't have to, of course, but just understand that you have to accept the consequences of not moving. And if you don't move, your body will waste away. You'll get fat. You'll get sick, you'll get weak. If you decide, I'm not going to let this injury stop me, I'm still going to box, or I'm still going to swim, or I'm still going to ride a bike. With my interesting back, because it's from doing silly sit-ups for years and years and years, I've completely worn away the disc between L4 and 5 in my spine. And yes, I'm recommending that you don't do silly sit-ups, because that's what they'll do to your back too if you do thousands of them every day. However, one of the great things about having a sore back, and I say great things because what else can it be? If I've got an injury, I can't use it as an excuse. I just use it as a reason for making my life better. And one of the great things about having a sore back is I exercise with really good form, because when you're not concentrating on keeping your back in the upright position, keeping your abdominals strong and tight to make sure that they keep your back in the upright position, then you could get injured. So what I'm doing now is I'm exercising really safely and functionally and effectively because I've got a sore back. So often when my back is sore, I can still swim, I can still ride a bike, I can still walk and still hold myself in the upright position. So I'm asking you to accept the consequences of not moving and be really excited about the outcome and the result of keeping your body strong and keeping your body fit and keeping your body moving. Apart from the fact that you'll feel fantastic every single day, please be really aware that you'll also keep your body strong for the rest of your life, so you won't get sick and you won't get weak and you won't get depressed, and you'll feel good about you every single day.